Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, what a weekend it's been here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI and Jones. Let's go all the way back to Monday before we had our hearts ripped out of our chests with Pete Alonso signing with the Orioles and not the Red Sox. We were talking a lot about Pete Alonso. He, of course, being the polar bear, led us down to some animal facts.
I'd love for you to land Pete Alonso or bring back Alex
polar bear.
Bregman.
Quick, sad but true polar bear fact.
Yeah.
You know what they'll eat if they have to?
Oh, don't say they're young.
Other polar bears. Devastating.
I feel like this has come up
yeah.
on the show before.
Well, I know. I think about it twice a week.
Yeah.
It's like I watched the documentary on him one time, and it really affected me.
Planet Earth, one of those Planet Earth episodes 10, 15 years ago, whenever
Didn't
those came
Did you want to, like, feed them? I'm well, like, feed them!
They got real preachy on one of those. Polar bears, like, swimming in the ocean. They're like, this is what it's going to be like if there's no ice drifts.
Right.
Clean it up. Stop using so many fossil fuels. They got, like, real preachy
about
it.
Hey, plastic straw guy. You. Yeah, I'm talking to you.
You're killing that polar bear.
That polar bear's dying.
You see him swimming?
There's no food for him.
He's got nowhere to jump out.
And then they look over to they're young, and you're like, no, don't you dare. And I'm like, how are you filming this? Throw them like a pork chop or something. Like, and then Jones goes, yeah, I'm pretty sure we've talked about this before. The sad but true polar bear facts.
Well, you know, you only know so much about polar bears.
That's true.
That's something
I just want to share.
It.
The audience is always changing over, so even though you've heard it, maybe not everybody has heard that.
It changes often.
Another, for sure, a new thing that we talked about this week was Shedeur Sanders, his performance on Sunday for the Browns, but also what was going on with him.
I think this got enough play.
Maybe a uniform malfunction.
Yeah. What is this from Chuck in New Hampshire? Did you guys see the picture where Shedeur might have been wearing a thong?
That's real.
A little whale tail hanging out right
now.
One of the defenders snapped it
off. Okay. Well, listen.
How about that?
Not wrong with that. He could have his own... own Shedeur brand?
Hey, feel good, play good.
Oh, yeah.
That's a thing. That's a trend.
It's like Jessica Alba. What is it, Jessica Alba? Zoom in.
You know, there's a fan theory. I just looked this up. It helps him run faster.
Nice. It's not going to slow him down. When the man's going to help the defenders run faster, so it would be chase that down.
This headline, Shedeur Sanders. Underwear is exposed in a slip-up, and fans are traumatized.
Wow.
Okay.
I was unaware. You think you watch football. Ray had a point. I guess I didn't see everything.
Yeah, Shedeur Sanders had a good game. Now, they lost to the Titans. And, he got tackled, and it appeared as though he may have been wearing a thong.
That's what it looked like.
Yeah. It was like, it's a jock strap. It's like, I don't know. Like, guys don't really wear that.
Really?
They were like spandex.
Riding
now.
Up there.
Sure was.
Yeah.
It was a tier Tuesday, Jones. We were doing teams, but something just wasn't right as we were going through it.
10-3 Seahawks.
Okay, so here's the problem.
Hey, mother.
No. Nick likes them that much.
They're not there.
Their defense is very good.
Fine.
And Darnold
and JSN. But don't feed Sam Darnold. What's going to happen if you feed him?
Well, maybe feed Jaxon Smith-Njigba. He could make it work.
I kind of want to put him in the Jelly of the Month.
I'm telling you, don't feed them after midnight in Jelly of the Month Club. There needs to be a tier in between.
Okay.
Because the Seahawks, maybe the Chargers, maybe
you
the Jaguars.
This, but what is it?
Happy birthday! From Frosty the Snowman.
So who would be in that? Seattle?
And- I think Seattle and the Chargers would go down from where they are. Sure. And the Jaguars and maybe just the Jaguars would go up.
So you're proposing
that make sense?
A new tier named Happy Birthday?
Well, I don't have the name of the tier.
Well, that's problematic.
Yeah, right.
What's a movie we haven't used yet?
That's what I need.
Frosty. Rudolph.
The kid wants to name Frosty Oatmeal.
It's a Wonderful.
We can call him Oatmeal. Oh, yeah, It's a Wonderful Life. What do they say at the end of that?
I don't know.
Every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings. Not a bad tier. Every time a bell rings?
Wordy.
It is.
Yeah.
What was Jimmy Stewart doing on that bridge? What was he going
to
do?
He's going to hurl himself to his death. It's a dark film. Yeah, it's a dark film.
Every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings.
That's the tier?
Yeah, you want that one.
That's what you just came up with?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I mean, too late now.
You don't have another one.
Okay.
Every time a bell rings.
I thought we had the tiers.
The tiers are up right now at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram, and I think we actually pulled them together quite nicely.
That tier was
necessary, and it ended up having four teams on it.
No, it was good. It's just a little peek behind the curtain. That was like the third to last team when we came up with that.
Yeah.
We had basically gone through the entire NFL. It's the NFC West. We were pretty much done.
Right. Didn't sit right with me, though, that the Bills and the Dolphins were just like one tier apart, or there wasn't one in between the
tiers. Your instincts were on
point. Sound.
Yeah.
We found out a little something about Jones and his fancy automobile this week.
You know what I learned about my car this winter that I don't think I had ever realized is how high the heat in my car goes.
Oh, you get real hot in there.
It gets, well, I don't know. I'm a little afraid to say the number out loud because, like, I might get, you know, car shamed.
Oh, like you can turn the heat up and has the number on there?
Yeah.
Like 80?
90.
90 degrees?
How about that for a breath?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sick drive, bro.
All right, good. So that's a good
90
number.
Degrees? You don't want it that hot. Too hot.
Yeah, the last couple days.
You drive around 90 degrees in there?
90.
That's gross. That's a sauna. That's a sauna on wheels is what you're doing.
I didn't know my car went that high until this winter. It goes to 90. Okay, so I thought I was about to get car shamed.
90
is
insane.
That was actually a brag.
Yeah, I think it is a brag.
All right, nice.
It must be a pretty nice car.
Good for me.
Joe's doing pretty well. Have a car go to 90.
Dude, you have heat in your car?
My heat.
Nick's like, what is that?
I don't know if I'm doing okay or I'm not doing okay, but the heat in my car goes 90? To 90.
So a couple of updates on this.
Oh, good. I was about to update the same.
We got a text from Andy Hart this morning, brag, that said, my car goes to 86. And I was like, what a strange number for that to be the cap.
That is odd. He also said his low end, brag.
Yeah, go on.
Goes to 58.
Weird. So
I didn't check. Not the time of year to check the low end.
I'll get back
to you in the summer.
So I always assumed my car went to 80 and that was it because I think I thought that was insane to put it there.
You're afraid to go past it.
Yeah, would never go past it. Went past it this morning. 84.
Oh,
really strange cutoff. How is it 84?
So just if we were gonna just
you have the hottest car. Yes.
Too long didn't read.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm at 90.
Yep.
Hart's at 86.
You're
84. At 84.
Nick doesn't have heat. That's what we learned.
It's like a body blue shoot.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Have to manually turn the windows up and down.
Yeah. You roll those suckers up. All right, let's get to a caller medley from yesterday.
Oh, Don is in Brockton. Hello, Don.
Hey, Don.
I looked at the other moves Breslow's made. We traded for a 36-year-old Sonny Gray. Sonny freaking Gray. He's a stegosaurus. And you're going to pull the age card with Alonzo? It's just, I don't know. I'm disappointed in Breslow right now. He stink, stank, stunk.
Dan in Brockton is waiting patiently on the Red Sox. Go ahead, Dan.
What I wanted to talk about was a clown from D.C. He should be calling Howie Carr. What's he, he writes speeches for Biden or something?
I don't know. I don't know what he does for a day job.
Roasted.
Yeah.
Anyways, you guys are the best thing since Lewis and Martin, so keep up the good work.
Lewis and Martin. All right, John, Rhode Island, go.
Hey, guys, love the show. What a year it's been. Okay, here's the plan for the 2026 Red Sox. They should link up with my ex-wife because they have the exact same issues. Terrible at spending money. They entertain random people. They have long-term commitment issues, and they both think I'm an idiot. Thank you.
Didn't even need the 30.
Oh, I was just going to let the clock tick until we got to 30 seconds.
Didn't even need it. That was well done. How about that?
I do like that. I do like those updates on what's going on with him and his ex-wife.
I appreciate that. Yeah, we usually get those once a week. All right, we have four nominees for the brag of week.
Good.
Let's start with our Tuesday guest, Tom E. Curran.
I'm going to write my column. Sick brag, bro. Talking to Phil Perry about it on my podcast. Sick brag,
bro. I like that. That's pretty good.
It's a good start.
All right, from the Greg Hill Show, we have one from Chris Curtis.
I moved to South Boston in December of 2009. Sick
brag, bro. They got in there early.
That is real good.
Yeah.
All right, morning show guest, Rob Ninkovich.
I write many checks. Sick
brag, bro. Ooh,
that's
like,
good.
It's like a rap lyric.
That is pretty good.
It's true. Yeah.
What's the next verse?
Yeah,
or the next line in there?
What is your next bar?
Sal Capaccio from our sister station up in Buffalo had one.
Well, I'm on the radio broadcast on the sidelines. Sick
brag, bro. That's a good one.
Okay, so we have Curran, Curtis, Ninkovich, Capaccio.
I have a soft spot for when people have the double brag. I'm going Curran.
All right, fair enough.
You know, write my column. Sick brag,
bro. Talking to Phil Perry about it on my podcast. Sick brag,
bro. About his column?
I think my podcast.
I'm writing my column.
My podcast is really what sells it for me, not the podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just my podcast.
Our podcast.
Yeah, well,
it's him and Phil.
Yeah, but isn't it Curran's podcast?
Yeah, but it's like Tom.
Isn't Curran's the name of it
Patriots Talk Podcast? But Phil's on it every week. He didn't say our podcast.
No, right.
I was writing my column.
They're all.
I was
good.
Talking to him about my column on my podcast.
Pretty strong
that I usually cite him.
Next week, this is gonna be tough to put together.
Yes.
Little look ahead to next week. Something to get excited about this weekend. We're gonna be doing some of the best of moments next week, including very specific, like best of brags. So like. Brag of the year is going to be in contention. I don't know how many nominees we should have because we could have countless.
There's a lot,
but we'll go through those bad boys. Have ready to go.
Okay, we'll start doing that. By the way, we got an update on Shadur.
Yeah, is this true?
Well, I seeked it out, and I guess
it's not a thong.
I guess Shiloh FaceTimed him. His brother FaceTimed him, and he goes, "Let's cut to business, bro. Did you wear a thong or not?"
Let's cut to business. All right.
And he goes, come on, you forgot I have a back injury, so I have my back taped. He said it did look like that, though.
Okay.
He's claiming that is tape. That ain't tape.
That ain't tape. That's a thong.
That's fanny floss.
He was taping his thong up.
That's what that was.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the Week in Review every Friday at 12:45 here on Jones and Keefe.
Oh, what do you got?
I hear it. Sounds like Keefe's Keys to Pats and Bills next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.